Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
On this week's episode of the Well One Connection podcast, we're throwing back to this time last year for an episode with Kristen Van Buskirk, nurse practitioner at the HRMC Physicians Clinic, and her daughter, Carter Miller, who is now a senior at Hitchcock Tulare High School. Kristen and Carter are going to share with us some information about National Donate Life Month, which is in April. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, would you just tell us a little bit about yourself so listeners can get to know you?
Yeah, I'm Kristen. As Maddie said, I'm a nurse practitioner at the Physicians Clinic, and I've been here for 3 years in family med and focus on pediatrics.
I'm Carter. I'm a junior. I will be graduating next year and going to Lake Area Technical College to be a part of their nursing program.
We're visiting with the two of you today because April is National Donate Life Month. Kristen, I know this is a passion of yours. Do you want to share a little bit about the Donate Life organization and how this got going?
Yeah, so April is National Donate Life Month. It's a lot of months, but one of the things that focuses on is Donate Life organ and tissue donations. Donate Life is just a brand, and they were organized in 2003, and they started to really raise awareness to people about donation, what it is, how people can sign up, statistics about why it's important, and honor people who have been touched or save lives through the organ and tissue donation program. So many people may know our journey with organ and tissue donation. My oldest son, he was 15 and passed away and was an organ and tissue donor, that he had made the decision when he filled out his driver's license. And the program was wonderful to us. We were able to honor his wishes, and he was able to help and save people and help people see, help people in surgery when they needed vessels and arteries, cartilage, bones, skin, and those sorts of things. So it's a really great program because we didn't know that those were some things that people actually donated when they became a donor. It's a great program for awareness on what they actually do, and in a really bittersweet moment, you can help other people.
That's something your family celebrates as you honor the memory of your son and your brother. Getting your perspective, Carter, as a young person and somebody who is very close to this and has experienced this yourself, what would you tell people who are kids, who are maybe they're 14 or 16 and they're going to get their driver's license, what an impact that can make?
I would tell any other teenager to do it, to at least heavily consider it, because there's not a lot of education that goes out about what you're actually able to do when you check that box. For instance, cartilage is only considered healthy medically if it's from a person 18 years or younger. So when you're checking that box, and if something were to ever happen, you would be able to donate that cartilage to somebody who needs it. And it's just really important that you're understanding how much you could help and how much you're able to actually change. And sometimes it may be scary, but it's okay. And you could really just help somebody and save a life.
It's staggering and kind of amazing to me that the percentage of young people, minors, who are donors is lower than I would have thought. Do you think that kids have questions about it and maybe they're just not sure who to ask?
Yeah, I think there is a misconception too when you become a donor that if that box is checked on there or it's on your license and people know you're a donor, that maybe you won't be given the same amount of care or less care because you would be considered a donor. You're more valuable as the donor to someone else if they could have your organs. I do want to reassure people that's not true. As a healthcare provider, we give everybody 100% regardless of the situation. And the other thing that is kind of misconstrued too is me as an adult, if I were to pass away, my heart could not go to a child because it's not the right size. So as parents, it's scary to think they'd pass away in the first place, but then to be giving a part of them away to someone else is scary as well. But then consider those parents who are waiting for their kids to continue a healthy life, who haven't had the chance to have any sort of a healthy life, and they would benefit from that gift from your child if it were to unfortunately happen. So
as a provider, you probably see both sides of that a little
bit. Yep. Yeah. I have a adult patients and pediatric patients who are both on a waiting list for transplants. And people who have questions or want to know where to get more information from, I'd say reach out to your healthcare provider or go to the Donate Life website, and there's information all over there on myths and truth about what you can do and where you can register and all of those things.
Carter, I guess as a very wise kid, you're not really a kid, you're almost an adult, but your family is very open about this and many other things, and you have great parents and great family. Do you think it's scary for kids to go ask their parents, hey, should I do this?
I definitely understand where some kids may not be as close to their parents as I am with mine, where it would be difficult for them to ask those questions. But I definitely think that resources should be available, like they are on the Donate Life website, for kids to get access to these answers that they're looking for. And I don't think you should ever be afraid to ask questions, because the more you know, the more you learn, and you can make a better decision based on facts rather than thoughts.
That's a great answer. I really like that. I think that we could all stand to go out and check out the website and learn a little bit more about it. I know just through this, I learned some things that were surprising to me. Kristen, as a healthcare professional, you say you see patients who are on that waiting list. Do you see the effects of organ donation on patients who maybe are post-transplant, and you see all sides of that? We do organ donation processes here in Huron. We utilize some tissues. Can you speak to that a little
bit? You know, I have a lot of patients that even do the corneal transplants, and that's one thing that my son was able to do as well, is a cornea transplant. And one patient that donates their corneas helps two people. So you help two people see again with that. And I do have patients with that. Some pediatric patients have had heart transplants, adult patients with that. Their lifestyle is just so much more quality to that. And it's nice to see that somebody was able to give that gift to them as a selfless act that they can now carry on and have a healthy lifestyle, or at least their family gets even 10 more years with them to do things and make memories.
Absolutely. And so we work with an agency to help with our donation processes here at the hospital if we have a donor. And we utilize some tissues here. We have wound care here at the HRMC Physicians Clinic. In what case would somebody want to or need to utilize like a skin tissue for wound care? How could that help someone?
Yeah, when there's wounds that just will not heal, or somebody needs a skin grafting type surgical intervention, then we can use a skin to match, and or even a burn victim, we can go ahead and match that to them, and it works really well.
We talk about that final gift of donation. There are options to donate for living donors as well.
Yes.
What are those options? I think we've had some people in our community who have received kidneys.
Yes.
So that's a potential option. Can you talk us through some of those other options?
Sure. Yeah. And that's another misconception too, that sometimes people have, is that when you're a donor, you have to be deceased to be a donor. And that's absolutely not true. Bone marrow, blood, and kidney, like you said, are all things that you can donate to other people, and you can be a living donor as well. So those are all wonderful ways that you can donate.
It's kind of one of those things that until you really read it and digest it, you don't realize the impact and how many people in our nation, in our area, are potentially in need of this. So can you just give us some of that information on the stats and facts of what's going on with that?
I already touched base on the restoring site to two people if you donated corneas, but you can save up to 8 lives with your organs and then heal 75 people. So that would be, you know, your blood, your bone marrow, and maybe vessels, skin, those sorts of things. There's over 100,000 people waiting for a transplant, and you could not fit the amount of people waiting for a transplant in our largest football stadium in the United States. So that means there's a lot of people that need some sort of life-saving organ transplant. Every 9 minutes, somebody's added to the list, and 17 people die every day waiting for a transplant.
It's staggering when you hear those. Mm-hmm. Carter, I know you know the site well. You want to let us know how we could go out and sign up to be a donor without having to go to the driver's license office?
Without having to go to the driver's license office, you could go to registerme.org or on the iPhone Health app, and you can sign up to be a donor on both of those places, and you can help somebody out in that way.
Yeah, so in April, it is National Donate Life Month, so they have a National Donate Life Week that they celebrate, and that is actually next week. And one of the days that our family really celebrates is National Blue and Green Day, and that's Friday. So if you wear blue and green on that day, it really just brings awareness to national donation and honors those that are living donors, donor families or anyone that has been touched by donation.
Great. We'll be celebrating here at HRMC with our green and blue on Friday. Wednesday is Thank a Healthcare Worker Day. So, Kristen, thank you on behalf of all of us for being a healthcare worker, and Carter, a future healthcare worker in our midst.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.